7:08 in the morning. This is Upfront. I'm Brian Edwards Tekert, and there are 19 days left till the midterms. Time for Tipping Point. First, a new controversy in Georgia. You'll recall that Secretary of State Brian Kemp, who is also in a tight race for governor, has already drawn fire for rejecting a suspiciously large number of voter registration forms, mostly from black folks. You'll also recall there are now two lawsuits over how the state and its counties are rejecting vote-by-mail applications and vote-by-mail ballots. We now have our first instance of poll blocking. Early voting opened Monday in Georgia. A clerk in Jefferson County ordered 40 African Americans to get off a bus that was going to take them from a county-funded senior center to the polls. County officials said they were concerned it was unlawful, quote, political activity. The bus was being operated by the nonpartisan group Black Votes Matter. We'll speak to one of the people involved later in the show. A data point on California races. Survey USA is just out with a public poll on the gas tax repeal that's on California's ballot. This is Prop 6, and it is as much about politics as policy. Republicans are counting on it to turn out their base in congressional districts that might flip Democratic. But the politics comes with a big price tag. The state would lose about $5 billion per year, mostly earmarked for road maintenance and mass transit. The Survey USA poll shows Prop 6 leading by a lot among likely voters, 58% to 29%. What that means down the ticket, we'll discuss in a minute. Finally, a look at our hottest local race, the single most heavily funded Democrat-on-Democrat battle for the state assembly, the battle for District 15. When the East Bay Express published its endorsements yesterday, it announced it was reversing the endorsement it made during the primary for the candidate that brought in most of the money, Buffy Wicks. The Express cited Wicks' opposition to Proposition 10, which would allow cities to expand rent control. It also cited the fact that she's getting lots of support from billionaire charter school backers. The Express is now making no endorsement in the race. Speaking of Democrat-on-Democrat battles, yesterday was the one and only not-quite debate of California Senate race. So let's pick up with that as we move on to stuff that matters.